underground preacher, reaching out to the underground church. And today, we are continuing on our How to Pray Messages series with Message 2, Structure. Has your child ever asked for something and you told them, that is not how you ask? I mean, you didn't say no, but you just withheld what they were asking for until they asked properly. That is because we are teaching our children proper etiquette. We are not being mean. On the contrary, we love to give them what it is that they are asking for. But because sometimes discipline is required, we have to withhold it until they learn. I believe that we got that habit from our Heavenly Father, because God did reveal to us that there is a proper way to address Him. And Jesus Christ even showed us how in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 to 13. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. This prayer is a complete prayer, and at the same time, it serves as a template to structure our prayers. If prayer is talking to God, and knowing that God is the King of Kings, rightfully, there should be a formal way to approach Him in prayer. I mean, even our kings down here have formalities when it comes to addressing them. So how much more should it be a formal way to approach God? The proper structure is to start with praise, glorification, and adoration, as shown from verse 9 to 10. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is how you begin your prayer. Afterwards, you can place your request, as shown in verse 11. Give us this day our daily bread. Then you analyze your heart, repent if need be, forgive and ask God for forgiveness, as shown in verse 12. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. At last, you ask for protection against the evil one and close up your prayer with praise, glorification, and adoration, as shown in verse 13. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Do not forget to seal up your prayer with the name of Jesus Christ, because you are coming in the name of Jesus Christ, as He Himself mentioned in John chapter 16, verse 23. And in that day, you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, He will give you. Jesus Christ is the bridge between us and the Father, God. And we cannot get to the Father except through Jesus Christ. That being said, always pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Begin and close your prayers with praise, glorification, and adoration. In the middle of your prayer, place your request, and don't forget to repent, forgive, and ask God for forgiveness. Remember also to ask for protection against the devil, and that should do it. Your prayer should be properly structured. Now that you have a template, you can now go on and apply it to your prayer life. Note, however, that on a higher level, this template can be applied to your lifestyle by living a life in constant praise, reverence, and submission to God. This way, whenever needs be, you can directly place your request without verbal formalities, because your lifestyle keeps you in constant presence with praise, glorification, adoration, reverence, and so on. Hence, many times in the Bible, Jesus Christ talked directly to God without verbal formalities, because the prayer template was embedded into his lifestyle. He lived it rather than saying it. That is the kind of prayer life that we all aspire to grow into anyways. For now, we can just stick with the verbal structure and work on developing our relationship with God, Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
On our next message on how to pray, we are going to address how to submit your request to God with message 3, submit your requests. And until then, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. And I am out.